Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's high time. We had a high time together. Together. Yes, it's high time. We had a high time.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. And I am coming off of a crazy couple of weeks. I've been on the road for the last 5 days, and I gotta tell you, I'm really freaking exhausted. But I didn't get to do a podcast last week because I was working the NorCal Cannabis Cup in Santa Rosa. And so, excuse me, I've smoked a bowl while we're talking because, man, I need to chill out. So the way these Cannabis Cup events work for somebody like me who's in education, I have to spend half of my time networking with other business owners and dispensaries and looking for new brands that are out there. So I'll have new products to try and tell you about. And then the other part is connecting with real consumers and asking questions and helping them figure things out and recommending products. And it's freaking exhausting, man. It's like I need to network with everybody. And so I did that last weekend. Obviously, no days off when you're a ganjapreneur. And then right back to work. And then on Wednesday, I landed at a leadership conference. And, you know, I learned so much great info and I made some really great connections. But I am running on fumes. And it's, I don't know, when you travel, like when you've just been out of your space and you get back and it's like you kind of need to unpack and you're hungry and you're tired, but you have work to do. I'm vibrating all over the place. So I figured I couldn't just go right into this podcast without actually being casually baked while I talk to you. So now that I'm properly baked, you know, I'm just totally making this up on the fly. I have no script. I have had no time to do this, but today, since I just spent all of my time at a leadership conference and talking about how I can use my voice for good and how to be a conscious leader and do the right thing, it's a message I think we all need to hear. Let's get you using your voice for good. I am going to give you some good tips, some conversation starters, and ways that you can casually bring up cannabis. The purpose of this event was to get conscious business leaders in a room together to talk about where we are in the world and where we need to go, and talking about cultivating conscious leadership and authentic purpose and true impact. And I was the only person in the cannabis space that was represented in a forum of 200 business leaders. And it was really eye-opening for me as an entrepreneur and as someone who is trying to do good in the world and change the face of the cannabis culture, but also very reassuring that I'm on the right path. And so I want to talk to you today about coming out of the cannabis closet. Because when I showed up at this event, I have to tell you, I was intimidated, and I have to say, I'm not quite sure that I thought I belonged there. You know, this is the sort of event where, you know, I'm sitting next to C-level executives from companies like Clif Bar and Tom's and Patagonia and Method and Seventh Generation, brands that have made their mark and stand for what is good and what is right. And I don't know. I just wasn't sure that I had a place there. You know, the pillars of growing a responsible cannabis culture are, it's all about trust and authenticity. And if I am two things, it is trustworthy and authentic. what is your social responsibility to this cause? If you use cannabis for wellness, if you're curious about cannabis for wellness, if you're scared to death about using cannabis because you're concerned what people think, just listen up. Listen today. Just be open to what I say and consider this in your own life. But the one thing that I'll say first is, you know, you don't have to be an evangelist like me. You don't have to go out and write articles and start a podcast and shout it from the rooftops. But please don't hide in the cannabis closet. It is the worst. It's the worst thing that you can do because that's telling the people in your life that you're doing something wrong. And we're not doing anything wrong. Cannabis is such a positive part of my life, and it was freeing to be able to talk about this with CEOs of companies who just hadn't even thought about cannabis the way I think about cannabis, that, you know, cannabis and meditation and thoughtfulness and kindness, like these are things that a normal person doesn't necessarily just, it doesn't occur to them. You know, cannabis is something that is either medical to most people or it's recreational. It's black, it's white. But what I'm here to say and what I'm hoping that you can go out in the world and do with me is to help train people that cannabis, it's about wellness. It isn't medical. It isn't recreational. It's wellness. It's not our fault that this amazing plant that has all of these medicinal benefits just happens to make you feel good. That's kind of a fucking bonus, you know? Like, I don't have to have terrible side effects from a pharma drug to make it medicine. And so that's, you know, that's one of those just like really small shifts in perspective that someone who uses cannabis, if they can really just talk to the people in their lives, you know, start with your family. Start in your safest space, whether that is your family or your friends, but practice the conversation with them. And then you move on and we have a talk with our neighbors. We talk to somebody in the grocery store, you know, just being open to having a conversation is the first step. And, you know, one of the other things that is just, it's common sense, but we don't talk about it. And so I'm not sure that people really get it. But national legalization is going to happen faster with grassroots efforts. So grassroots efforts are you talking to your neighbor, doing the thing, making these really simple conversations. I mean, again, you're not doing anything wrong. And the sooner you can take one step out of the cannabis closet, we're one step closer to national legalization. And we have reached a tipping point. Over half of the United States population believes that cannabis should be legalized. We've reached the top of the hill, and now it's time that we just fucking start cruising. Let's pick up some momentum. And so whatever you can do within your own community, we're going to get to that national legalization point much faster. Now, one of the most powerful ways to affect change is the willingness to engage in thoughtful cannabis conversations with the people we know and love. You don't have to just talk about smoking pot. Many of my clients feel like they need to explain a medical reason as to why they use cannabis. And they don't want to be labeled as a rec user. And so again, that medical versus recreational, we got to get rid of that. So, you know, things are progressing, but there's still stigma around enjoying a cannabis lifestyle. And when I do conferences and one-on-ones, and I ask people, do you feel like you need a medical reason to use cannabis? The hands go up. People don't feel like they can just use it and feel good about it. One of my biggest goals when I meet with people is that they don't leave my presence without a dose of can of confidence. And so I try to give people a number of amazing reasons why cannabis does a body good. Here's your cannabis for wellness conversation starter. When you are approached by someone, or maybe you're having a conversation about cannabis and someone doesn't understand, they giggle and they roll their eyes at you when you say you use cannabis for wellness. This is the conversation that you have with them. Now, I was listening to a group of cannabis doctors speak recently, and I learned that a great deal of data suggests that many diseases associated with aging stem from an organism's inability to protect itself against oxidative stress, which what we know that as, those are free radicals in the body. Diseases and aging stems from free radicals in the body. Free radicals, as I learned, they cause all kinds of damage. They cause pain, inflammation, cancer, gray hair, wrinkles. I'm talking scary shit, people. So an antioxidant mitigates the effects of these free radicals by donating one of their own electrons, ending this electron stealing reaction, which is what these free radicals are bouncing around in the body. I guess they're trying to steal an electron from somewhere good, and then that's why the pain and the inflammation and the cancer and, oh my God, the wrinkles and gray hair come in. Two amazing antioxidants that we know about and that we use and we're told to use are vitamin C and vitamin E. Well, data suggests that CBD, one of the cannabinoids of cannabis, was found to be 30 to 50% more effective than vitamin C and E. CBD also decreases bone loss. It's a neuroprotectant. And so you're talking to someone, they don't know what a neuroprotectant is. Well, guess what? Think mental fogginess of getting older, misplacing their keys, signs of dementia, Alzheimer's. By us saying that CBD is a neuroprotectant, it would be reversing the effects. That is one of the potential outcomes and one of the potential side effects of CBD, protecting your body or even reversing the effects of Alzheimer's and dementia. And as someone who watched my grandmother deteriorate from dementia and Alzheimer's, if there is a chance that it could reverse that, and you could use this antioxidant in such a way that you would not have any of the psychotropic effects, like, why wouldn't you try that? And ask them, and then get quiet. Just look at them. Real quiet. And smile. Smiling always helps. But seriously, make them answer that question. Because only someone who is stubborn and hard-headed and ornery is going to say that they wouldn't consider that. And then you have your answer anyway as to what kind of person they are, and you just take a really deep breath, bless their hearts, and exit the conversation because you can't talk with a stubborn, crazy person. Okay, good. So there's your conversation starter. There's a saying, look for the cracks. That's where the light comes in. And one thing that I have found when you're trying to figure out how to have a conversation with someone or how to broach a difficult subject or, you know, just trying to not even necessarily change someone's mind, but just even understand their perspective, you got to look for that common ground, that place where you meet. And so for a lot of people that are uneducated about cannabis, I'll just say they're ignorant about it because you don't know what you don't know. One of the commonalities that I find is that when we all get home from work and we've had a long day, we just want to kick back for a minute and just relax And most of us, we want a glass of wine, or we want a beer, or we want to have our toddy. And where I grew up in my family, you know, happy hour was toddy time. One of the things that I find with people is that we all have that need or that desire to have that moment of unwinding. And so a suggestion that I make to a lot of the people in my life that are, they're getting older and they're starting to notice that they're, those extra couple of glasses of wine at night are starting to sit around their middle, and, you know, they really are noticing their metabolism change and their body shifting, but they don't want to give up that moment in time in the afternoons where they just get to relax and unwind. One of the things that I like to suggest, and maybe this is something that will help you have a conversation, is I recommend what I call a reefer recap. I tell people if they could just replace toddy time with a reefer recap, they would have an amazing moment of mindfulness and peace and awareness, and they wouldn't have the pesky side effects of having all the extra calories from alcohol. So, you know, one of the benefits of cannabis is that it's mind expansive, and if mindfully microdosed, in the afternoon, it's a great opportunity to just have 15 minutes to kick back and relax and really play through your day and to just let the world and all of the stresses, just let them all go for a second. And it's a peaceful experience, and it's also, I mean, it's the cure to my day every day. When I'm done with my reefer recap, I feel better 100% of the time. Not half the time, all the damn time. And so, you know, if there's someone who is curious about cutting back on their drinking or trying to figure out a way to, you know, mix things up, change their lifestyle, they want to consider cannabis, that is something that everybody can understand and relate to, and maybe that would be another good conversation starter. So the next thing that I want to give you, it's a suggestion for an adopted emotion. I'm talking about enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is contagious. And trust me, I know, because I feel like fucking patient zero. I can't help myself. I really, truly believe in the cause. And if you are passionate about your lifestyle, don't try to like cover that up. You know, let your freak flag fly. Like, just, it's good to be enthusiastic about something. I think it keeps me pretty young, and I love my life. So when you're telling these stories and you're talking to people about cannabis, get excited about it. And the last thing I'd like to recommend for you to use your voice for good is to share your own story. You have your reasons for being curious about cannabis or for utilizing cannabis for wellness. Share your authentic story. Be willing to be open. And when you're talking to people, and especially when this chatter starts happening on social media, really analyze, like, what are the facts and what are the stories disguised as facts? Because when we do speak our truth, there are going to be people who are fear-based and who will say random crazy shit like crime has gone up significantly since they've legalized cannabis. Teen usage of cannabis has gone up, which all of that, by the way, is a farce. That is not true. States that have legalized cannabis in a recreational format, they've actually seen crime and teen use decrease. I heard about a county in Colorado who had made such a surplus in tax dollars over cannabis, they gave a scholarship to every graduating senior in their county. That is the kind of news that I would like to talk about and spread. I hope you enjoyed this casually baked rant. I promise I will be more prepared for our future podcasts. And I'm really excited about some fun new products that are out on the market. And so I'm doing a little bit of homework, getting my ducks in a row, and I will be sharing some of that with you on a future episode. I also had a question from one of the members of our tribe asking me to touch base on cannabis in the workplace. Until then, I challenge you to be a conscious member of the cannabis community and get out there and start having conversations. You can do it. I believe in you. Woohoo! Go you. Go you. Go you. Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, produced, edited by the team of Just Joe. Our theme music is by my handsome and fabulous friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with his music, check out his latest album, Gotta Get Back, wherever you are buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.